from North State Public Radio, I'm Andre Bayek with your headlines for Monday, December 5th. The Chico City Planning Commission voted 5-2 Thursday to certify the environmental impact report for the Valley's Edge development. Final approval now rests with the City Council. NSPR's Ken DeVall has more.
The development would be situated east of Bruce Road on what is now open grassland. It would cover approximately 1,400 acres of mostly low to medium density housing, a small commercial core, and a new school. Proponents point to the project's careful planning and efforts to mitigate negative effects and say it will create new jobs and add to Chico's insufficient housing stock. Critics argue that it's not suitable for Chico because it doesn't provide enough affordable housing. They say it would also significantly increase greenhouse gas emissions and traffic and would have other adverse environmental consequences. No date was given for when the City Council will make its final decision about the development's future. For NSPR News, I'm Ken DeVall.
Some fire survivors may be entitled to a refund on state taxes they've paid on PG&E settlement money. NSPR's Jamie Jiang reports.
Governor Gavin Newsom signed a law in September waiving state taxes on settlement money paid to survivors from the PG&E Fire Victim Trust. The trust was formed to pay settlements in increments to survivors of several wildfires, including the 2018 Camp Fire. A spokesperson for the State of California Franchise Tax Board confirmed the law also means payees of the trust are entitled to a refund on state taxes they've already paid. Those who receive payments in 2020 or 2021 and file taxes for those years can file an amended return with their tax representatives or using a tax preparation software. The statute of limitations for the amendment is 4 years. That means 2020 income tax amendments will be due April of 2025. 2021 income tax amendments will be due April of 2026, and so on. For NSPR News, I'm Jamie Jiang.
You can find a link to the instructions on how to file an amended return on our website, mynspr.org. Just click on today's episode of Headlines. Today, state lawmakers will convene in a rare special legislative session. Governor Gavin Newsom wants them to address gas prices and what he calls price gouging by oil companies. But as Cap Radio's politics reporter Nicole Nixon explains, lawmakers don't seem to share the governor's urgency on the issue.
Newsom wants the legislature to impose a so-called windfall profits tax on oil companies, which have collected record profits this year as gas prices surged. He also wants greater regulatory oversight on gas pricing. The governor called the legislature into a special session, which allows them to pass bills before the regular session convenes in January. But just because the governor called a special session doesn't mean lawmakers have to pass anything. Lawmakers are already convening to swear in new members. And while top Democrats say they look forward to reviewing the governor's proposals, a spokesperson for the assembly speaker says they don't anticipate any legislative action until next year. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
Moving to the pandemic, an increasing number of Californians are being hospitalized because of COVID. The California Report's Madi Bolaños has more.
Dr. Bob Wachter chairs the Department of Medicine at UCSF.
The hospitalization rates are up about 30 to 50% in the last several weeks. And it comes when flu is also hitting. And hospitals tend to run very full in the winter anyway, in a regular flu season. So the fact that flu is back and probably the worst flu year we've seen in 10 years, and now we're starting to see COVID hospitalizations up, and then in hospitals that also see little kids, you're seeing RSV hospitalizations. So this triple-demic idea is becoming very real. You know, we've had 6 relatively benign COVID months, and we've all been waiting for something of a surge during the winter, not clear how big it was going to be, and it looks like it's starting to hit now.
L.A. County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer says the holidays are partly to blame.
I'm going to be honest. We had more people report to us positive COVID tests after they came back from Thanksgiving than we've ever had before. So there just is a lot of transmission.
She says another public mask mandate is on the table if hospitals are once again flooded with COVID patients. The previous countywide indoor public mask mandate ended last March after the winter surge subsided.
That was the California Report's Madi Bolaños. A new report says a data breach at the California Department of Justice was the result of poor training and a lack of professional rigor at the agency. CalMatters' Ben Christopher says last summer, the DOJ accidentally leaked the personal information of hundreds of thousands of concealed carry firearm license applicants.
Essentially, what happened is a single data analyst put together a data visualization, but didn't toggle the security settings properly, which allowed the public to download the personal identifying information of nearly 200,000 people across California. And even after the DOJ was notified about the breach, almost immediately after it was published, it took nearly 24 hours for them to recognize what happened and then take it down. During that period, approximately 500 people downloaded the data. And that's a big concern because a lot of those people have concealed carry permits because they are survivors of domestic violence. They're people with stalkers, they're judges and prosecutors, people with a real concern for their safety.
That's CalMatters' Ben Christopher. The new report made multiple recommendations to improve the DOJ's training and oversight of sensitive information. Attorney General Rob Bonta has said the agency will implement all of them. And finally, the liberal city of San Francisco became the unlikely proponent of weaponized police robots last week after supervisors approved them for limited use. In doing so, the board addressed head-on an evolving technology that has become more widely available, even if it's rarely deployed to confront suspects. The authorization comes as police departments across the U.S. face increasing scrutiny for the use of militarized equipment amid a years-long national reckoning on criminal justice. A robot carrying explosives was used by Dallas police in 2016 to kill a sniper. San Francisco Police Chief Bill Scott said armed robots would be used only as a last resort. And those are your headlines for Monday, December 5th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For NSPR News, I'm Andre Bayek.